Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple's new line of iPhones may be a signal of what's to come, but not in the way that a lot of people have been thinking. Mark, we're talking about price. What do you know?
Yeah, thank you for having me. If you remember when the iPhone 10 launched in 2017, it rolled out new features like facial recognition and all-screen design, stainless steel, et cetera. But there was one more thing. There was the advent of the $1,000 price tag for smartphones. Back then, we thought it was a lot. These days, it's pretty much par for the course across all of these phone makers. But the next iteration is the $2,000 phone. And with the iPhone 17 Pro Max, in the U.S., for the first time, they're offering a 2-terabyte storage option tier. And with that comes a $2,000 price point. In my view, this is just the beginning. The company will roll out their first foldable iPhone next year. And all indications are that phone is going to be priced at least $2,000. And you also will see the impact of tariffs eventually on iPhone pricing, which could raise prices of the latest devices at some point in the next several months.
You know, I never imagined that we'd be paying $2,000 for an iPhone, but then again, I never thought we'd be paying $1 million for a house in the Bay Area. But here we are, right? So do you think that if you're going to cross that threshold, that people's expectations are that much more?
I think people's expectations for phones these days are to have the best camera performance, durability, design, display technology possible. I think this is just the cost of these newer technologies. If you think of the iPhone Air in particular, it's a $1,000 device, and it's going to have a lot of overlap in terms of its core technologies with the foldable iPhone next year. And if you really think about it, the foldable iPhone is two of these iPhone Airs side by side in some basic ways. It's an over-explanation, to be honest, but if these are 1,000, you can bet the foldable will be 2,000. It's just the price of the technology while factoring in the margins that Apple doesn't want to lose and tariffs and the prices of components going up.
Now, the iPhone 17, the basic entry level, is still like $800, right? So you can still get in for under 1,000.
The iPhone 17, you can get in for under 1,000. It's $799 for the baseline model. It's a very good price, I would say, for the functionality. They've added all sorts of stuff. They've added the Pro Motion display, which is a 120 hertz screen, which makes it much more fluid to scroll. You've now got two 48 megapixel cameras on the back. Before it was one 12 megapixel, and on the back it was in one 48 megapixel. Now you've got 48 megapixels on both. And you've got improvements to the selfie camera and the processor as well. So I think the 17 is a pretty good deal.
Do you think that people, maybe this is a psychology thing, but people go for the iPhone, you know, the 17 Pro or the Pro Max because of the new bells and whistles and don't always get the most out of the phone. They just are willing to pay that much because that's top of the line.
I think that the new design of the 17 Pro and 17 Pro Max is going to be a big purchase driver this year. I don't think that the iPhone Air is going to be that big of a seller, but I think what it will do is it'll drag more people into Apple retail stores. They'll take a look at that. It'll be a good halo effect, a good marketing engine. If you think about it, the price point of the 17 Air and the 17 Pro are identical. When you factor in the $100 optional, but not really optional, MagSafe battery to get full battery life functionality out of the AirPhone, it's pretty much, you know, equal. And then your trade-offs are come down to cameras and thickness and what have you. So definitely an easier purchase decision between the two than Apple is trying to make it out to be.
And there are already $2,000 cell phones that are out on the market, right?
There's plenty, but those are particularly the foldables, to my point earlier. Samsung and Google are squarely in the $2,000 price range when it comes to foldables. Just those phones are just more expensive to produce. The display is very expensive. Some of the sensor technologies and the hinge and the folding mechanisms you have in there, and obviously the additional performance that will need to go in there, and engineering behind the thing. So definitely a lot to like in foldables, but they cost a lot.
Mark, thanks so much for checking in. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That'll come at you at 8 a.m.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.